This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden said Wednesday he was shocked and saddened by the assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse and the wounding of his wife in their home. He condemned what he called a heinous attack in a statement. The 53-year-old Moïse was shot dead and his wife wounded by unidentified gunmen in his private residence early Wednesday. Bouchy Edmond, the Haitian ambassador to the United States, said the attack that killed the 53-year-old Moïse was well orchestrated and carried out by foreign mercenaries. Edmond said he had appealed to the United States for help.
They have the necessary means to put the situation under control because it is also, as I always said, a stable Haiti is in the interest of the United States.
Haiti appeared to be heading for fresh volatility ahead of general elections later this year. Moïse had been ruling by decree for more than a year after failing to hold elections, and the opposition demanded he step down in recent months. The search for victims of the collapse of a Miami-area high-rise condominium reached its 14th day Wednesday as workers uncovered more bodies from the rubble and officials sounded more and more grim about the prospects of finding anyone alive. The official death toll now stands at 46. At a news conference Wednesday, Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said it is a difficult process with more than 90 people still unaccounted for.
As the magnitude of this catastrophe continues to grow each and every day since the collapse, our community and the world are grieving with all of the families who are living through this unthinkable tragedy.
Searchers have found no new signs of survivors, and although authorities said their mission was still geared toward finding people alive, they sounded increasingly somber. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization on Wednesday urged extreme caution for countries considering lifting COVID-19 restrictions, saying the transmission of the virus would increase regardless of high vaccination rates. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that even with high vaccination rates, too many regions of the world are seeing sharp spikes in cases.
The world is at a perilous point in this pandemic. We have just passed the tragic milestone of 4 million recorded COVID-19 deaths, which likely underestimates the overall toll.
The WHO's chief of emergency response, Dr. Michael Ryan, said it has been good to see a drop-off in hospitalizations and deaths, but the WHO continues to see in Europe and all its regions an increase in cases in the past week. The Taliban launched a major assault on a provincial capital in Afghanistan on Wednesday, the first since the U.S. military began its final drawdown of troops from the country as insurgents press on with a blistering offensive. A police official in the town of Khal-e-Nal in western Baghiz province said the Taliban attack had been repulsed. Videos circulated widely on social media appeared to show Taliban fighters speeding into the provincial capital on motorcycles earlier in the day. Other clips showed insurgents approaching the city's prison and releasing inmates. The Taliban have made relentless territorial gains since April when President Joe Biden announced the last U.S. and NATO troops would be leaving Afghanistan by September 11th. New York City held a ticker tape parade to honor essential workers who helped the city get through the COVID-19 pandemic. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Fans marched and confetti rained down as nurses, doctors, first responders, teachers, bus drivers, and others rode on floats through the canyon of tall buildings from Battery Park to City Hall.
What a difference a year makes.
The grand marshal was Sandra Lindsay, a New York healthcare worker who was the first person in the country to get an approved COVID-19 vaccine shot.
Frontline workers, the people who fed us, the people who put their lives on the line, we can't thank them enough.
Mayor Bill de Blasio rode on a float with hospital employees and the mascot for the New York Mets.
Thank you to the nurses!
The parade along the Canyon of Heroes was the latest in a 125-year New York City tradition. Mayor de Blasio said these are the folks who made history in New York City's toughest hour. I'm Jennifer King.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.